Oh my K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, another K-State podcast, all things K-State sports coming at you on this Wednesday, April 16th, 2025, postcast. We're going to start. We're going to start with men's baseball, and I thought it was a home game. Home games between Northeastern, so that is my apologies about that. So I need to be paying more attention to that. So I got to get that out of the way first. So I apologize for that, because I thought it was home games before they go. I know they got no Gordon Lawrence this weekend, that's for sure. But K-State, you're going to have to respond here in game two later on today. They got thumped in game one against the Huskies. Hang on a second here. Yeah, against the Huskies. Northeastern taking it to K-State 11-4 yesterday in Boston, Massachusetts. And again, Boston rings a bell because Boston is coming up on Monday. And of course, the big race for EG3 is next Saturday. But back to the Cats here. This is not running. That will be for the other podcast I'm recording later on tonight. I am very looking forward to that. Not looking forward to talking about this loss here, 11-4 loss. It was the Huskies. But what did I talk about? Was it maybe a week or so ago? And really, in the stretch about the errors, right? K-State needed to clean it up defensively, and the big gorilla showed up again with the errors yesterday in this ball game. Pete Hughes after the lopsided loss. To Northeastern, saying, quote, "You have to play catch up, take care of the baseball and situational hitting to win games." I'm paraphrasing. "At our level, we did none of these things today." And he goes on to say here, this was Pete Hughes, the manager / head coach of the K-State baseball team. Quote, "Our short-term goal is to become a more consistent product and thrive on doing the little things all the time." Yeah, they haven't done that. Since they were ranked 22nd 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, they have really struggled, at least defensively there. But offensively, it comes and goes. But Tanner Duke started this ball game here against Northeastern in game one here. I'm going to fast forward a little bit here. So game two, in a little bit, when this comes out, it'll be an hour away. A lot has happened in the last 72 hours between K-State sports, so we're going to do the best we can. Get you squared away there. I know women's tennis will be playing when this pops up. I recorded a preview. That will be the first thing that pops up, and everything else will follow. I already recorded track and field already, and that will be sporadically come and go. That might have to come out this weekend. We'll have to see. It'll have to drop somewhere here as we get in later on in the week. But back to K-State baseball. Yep. A game two, the finale of the series, a two-game series in the middle of the week with Northeastern concludes in Boston later on this afternoon at 1 o'clock. So I might go ahead and just post this an hour. We've been posting lunch episodes around noon or something like that. If you haven't noticed already, this might be an hour earlier because K-State baseball will be playing. Or I just might just keep it there and let it ride a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is these errors, I'm telling you, you got to clean it up. They got to clean this up. If they're going to be, like Coach Hugh said, a more consistent product down the road and losing. This is a team that K-State has played in the past, now that I think about it. And Northeastern, not no slouch here. Northeastern winning their 26th game of the season yesterday, 26-9, and K-State now 23-13. K-State jumped all over Northeastern the first inning of this game. Let's take a look inside the box score here. K-State losing game one, 11-4 over Northeastern in yesterday's game. In Boston, it was not in Twain Family Stadium. So I apologize if I had it the wrong way. I know I've done this a couple of times here, so I take full responsibility on that. Eddie Greer III for the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, K-State jumped on Northeastern the first inning. They did not score again into the sixth. And that was all. And they only scored one run in the sixth. And that's all she wrote for K-State offensively yet in game one. And Northeastern, two in the first. They responded with two in the first. Tied it in the second. Took the lead in the bottom of the third with two. Tacked on three more in the fourth. One more in the sixth. Two more in the eighth. Northeastern Huskies, 11 runs, 11 hits, an error. K-State, 4 runs, 5 hits. And I believe, for maybe the fourth or fifth time this year, another 3-error game in the field. This is not winning baseball. This is definitely not winning baseball. Cooper McGrath getting the win for the Huskies yesterday. Tanner Duke, like I mentioned, now going to 1-2 on the year. Tanner Duke staying on him for a minute. Started the game, only 3 innings, 5 hits, didn't last long. 5 hits, 5 runs. One of those was earned. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. Tyrell came on in relief, pitched 2 innings. He got rocked for more hits and runs there. Adam Arthur, Blake Dean, and Jacob Frost rounding out the pitching order for K-State in yesterday's game 1 loss. Charlie Walker started for Northeastern, part of a 4 pitching lineup for the Huskies, and it got it done. Charlie Walker only pitched 2 innings. Then Cooper McGrath, who was credited for the win, 2 innings, a hit, no runs, walked 3, and struck out 3 batters in the game. Jack Bowery and Jack Bouchain, probably butchered that, but rounded out the lineup for K-State, not K-State, but Northeastern on the pitching front there yesterday, right? Barrett Matlack, hold on. Keegan O'Connor, yet again with another home run for Keegan O'Connor. Despite the loss, Seth Darter also going deep for Kansas State yesterday in the ballgame. Maxis Martin again, no hits again. Hey, coach, let me tell you something. Hey, I got some advice, and I've said it multiple times on the show. Stop putting him, Maxis Martin, in the leadoff spot. Stop it. From a fan, from a K-State alumni / fan respect, stop putting him there. He's not getting on base. Over 4 in the ball game. Kennedy, he had a hit in this game. Shantiro came on in pitch hitting duties. Ty Samuski got the start at second base yesterday for P. Hughes. But yeah, P. Hughes, you gotta stop doing it. I think Max Martin is fine to clean up spot or even hitting third. For that reason, right? Stop putting them there in the leadoff spot. Quit doing that. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is Northeastern 11, K-State 4, another blowout loss. Every time K-State has lost, it has been in blowout fashion. They better have to tighten up today, or they're gonna get swept out of Boston again. But the Boston Marathon on Monday, a big running week, really, next week. Again, so much more. It's going to be a fun show tonight on the EG3 Podcast, the 3Y Pod with EG3 again. You're interested in checking out more of that? Go ahead and subscribe. Same channels as the Pearl Project Podcast. But yeah, game 2, later on this afternoon, as K-State looks to leave Boston and come back to Manhattan, splitting the 2-game series with the Northeastern Huskies, but Northeastern took advantage of all the mistakes yesterday from K-State and throttled K-State 11-4. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found. Freedom Bevel Daily, where I have a chance to record K-State content. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure, again, go ahead and subscribe. Like I said at the top of this podcast, a lot has happened the last 72 hours plus of K-State sports. We're trying to get you caught up here. Women's tennis, they're in the Big 12 Championship Tournament, taking on West Virginia at some point today. We'll have reaction of that, obviously. Can K-State women's tennis advance? We'll see about that. Obviously, women's golf started their Big 12 Tournament, and no surprise there, Carla Bernat, that momentum, tied for first. More on that on a separate episode, they're coming up. There with that, I'll be track and field off of their first outdoor official meet there as well. So, and of course, football quietly going about their business on the spring side, recruiting, basketball, and somebody else getting a free agent call. Got more on that Come like I said, you want to stay up to date with the latest of K-State sports, all things K-State sports, this podcast, do it right here. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. And again, make sure you tell one K-State fan about the podcast. That's going to do it for this baseball postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State, again, on the lopsided losing end, 11-4 yesterday in Game 1 in Boston, Massachusetts against Northeastern. And then look to split this afternoon here in a little while. Alex Hayden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.